Let's touch base with the Kangaroos, and who better to do that with than the captain of the Kangas, Jack Zeeble, who joins us on the Breakfast Club. Great to have you with us, Jack. Good morning.
G'day, guys. How are we going?
We are well, buddy. We are well. How could you not be on a beautiful morning like this in Melbourne town? Are you training today?
We are. We have our main skills today in preparation for a big game against the Gold Coast in Tassie on Saturday.
It is a big game because the way you've been playing in the last couple of weeks in Tassie, Jack, is suggesting that there's a really good showing coming up this weekend. Are you bullish about what might be on offer?
Well, I think we are. We're confident. Every week we've put in, I think the last couple of weeks, as you said, some pretty improved performances from our performances pre our bye. But unfortunately, we haven't been there for long enough in games to be able to get the job done. So we're looking to build that four-quarter consistent performance throughout the whole game because that's what we understand you have to do to get a win in the AFL. So there'll be no different this week. That's what we're after and that's what we're chasing.
Jack, when we look at the Gold Coast Suns, they're under pressure this week, and it's always a challenge when you come up against a club that is under pressure. There's vision of them last night training, doing one-on-one contested ball type scenarios. Do you approach that today as skipper when you're talking to the group to just build them up mentally for what is a big game for the club?
I think most people probably understand that they're under the pump at the moment. And as you said, you've got to be very wary of teams who have their backs against the wall. And for our guys, it's going to be a great test. To come up against a team that's had a tough week, but also we know that they've got quality across all lines of their ground. So we're going to have to be at our best to get the job done this week. And whether the Gold Coast mindset has been changed in the week or not, I still think they're a bloody good side and they're very talented. So as I said, yeah, our boys are going to have to be right on to get the job done, and I think that starts today when we start training.
What have you liked, Jack, about what's happened, particularly in the last sort of 5 or 6 weeks where you've consistently been competitive week in, week out? What's the things that are standing out to you?
I think the way that we've built our game from as soon as Nobes took over, he was sort of dealt a short hand in the fact that he had to, you know, introduce a new game plan in a shortened pre-season with a new coaching group and a new, I think we had 13 new players as well, so there was quite a bit of change at the back end of last year. And what I really enjoyed the most about this year is just how quickly our boys have adapted to a new game plan. No doubt in the first probably 4 to 6 weeks of the season, we got a few touch-ups and we weren't probably playing our best footy. But I think we learnt some valuable lessons early in the year about what it takes to play our way and what our brand looks like. And just over the last couple of weeks, we just started seeing that come through a little bit more, which is really good. Confirmation that, you know, we're on the right track, and Nose has been absolutely fantastic in that. His direction and leadership in steering the ship in what could be, from the outsider's point of view, you know, a pretty tough year considering we've only won one game. But if anyone walks into our footy club, you wouldn't think that because of the way the boys are carrying themselves. It's a really enjoyable environment to be in at the moment, and that's all down to our coach and coaching staff, you know, creating a learning environment that's really positive. But don't get us wrong. We want to win, and that's where we're at this weekend. We're really hunting those 4 points, and we're trying to put together, as I said before, that four-quarter performance that's eluded us so far this year.
Jack, your own form's been excellent, and the positional change is an interesting chat. Who's behind the scenes guiding you? Because it's not as simple as, Jack, you know what, we're going to throw you out of the midfield, we're going to throw you half back and leave you to your own devices. Who's working hard one-on-one with you behind the scenes to make sure that you defend the right way, but also then pick the moments to attack? You're starting out of the goal square at times, Jack, which I didn't think you probably didn't expect to do at certain stages throughout your career.
No, I definitely didn't push myself playing at full back, but things have a funny way of working themselves out. But John Blakey, our defensive coach, has been probably the most important coach in helping me transform to a defender. I mean, we've spent plenty of time working through vision and crafted on the track, and he's been brilliant week in, week out. I've taken lessons the first 6 weeks of the year, as I said. I probably got some pretty harsh lessons early on, and each week I've taken things, what I can do better, what I can improve, and what I've done well. And I'm still sort of moulding my game in that defensive role about when you said when you need to defend properly and when you need to attack. Still getting balance right, and that probably, I mean, guys play in that position for 10 years and still work week in, week out to get better, and I don't think I'm any different. So Blake has been awesome, along with a few of the defenders. When Robbie Tarrant was out, he was huge, helping me with my game, and Luke McDonald as well, somebody who I leaned on earlier in the year when I made the switch to defence. He's a reigning Sid Barker medalist, and I thought he'd be a great player to learn from. As he played that role, I'll play a little bit more. But I suppose with the injuries earlier in the year, it's probably forced me to play a little bit taller at times, which I think's helped me as well, because I've got a different, skill set, different learning-based skill set about being able to play on smalls and talls and just about all types. So I think that's really helped my development as well.
One thing I have noticed as well, Jack, is when the opposition kicker behind, you're actually sprinting to get the ball because it's an easy possession now just to step out that goal square to kick it in.
Yeah, well, it's also a tough job. People think that it's the easiest kick in the world, but when you kick it up and back, yeah, absolutely do. So you're pretty intimidating back there as well.
Is it nice to be able to see what we've got a bit of support these days, because Big Ben Mackay's obviously down there, but now Robbie Tarrant's back. He's got the cannons out, looking magnificent. They're glistening in the sun, they are. But finally, we've got some key position support down there to give you some love. Is it nice to have those guys back with you?
It's awesome to have them back. We were pretty light on earlier in the year. Aiden Corr is another one we were unfortunately missing.
And yep. He
played the first 2 weeks, but then we haven't seen him since. So we probably played the better part of 10, 12 weeks without, we had to bring Walks back from forward. We ideally would like to play forward, I think, at the start of the year, but we're a bit short down back, so the three of us are playing tall. And to get Robbie back, we obviously know what type of quality player he is. And he's obviously 2 games back, finding his way. And Luke McDonald as well will come back to the back six. So we're starting to get a few players back across the whole ground, which is good. We got Jaden Stevenson back a couple of weeks ago. And I think Jared Pollock might be making his return through the VFL this week, which is huge for us. He's been out for 3 months with a hammy. And I think Jed Anderson and Aiden Bonner as well are only a few weeks away. So finally some positive news on the injury front for us, and that's actually causing a few headaches for the coaches in a good sense for selection, which I don't think we've had that pressure this year. So, it's all looking good for us.
So are you the sort of guy, Jack, that sits there with your pen and paper at home sometimes and does the best 22 and sees what the vision looks like going forward and how positive that can be for the Kangas?
Yeah, I think everyone sort of does that to a certain extent. Maybe some guys don't, but I do. This year it's been probably the opposite of, Jesus, it would be nice to have our best 22 out there, but with that comes a great opportunity for, some of the young guys who have been experienced in senior footy. That's going to hold our footy club in really good stead going forward. And with that, you probably found a few players that you probably might not have ever tried in certain positions. And I think we've found a couple of players this year, like Tommy Powell has been awesome for us in his first year. Guys like Aaron Hall off half back. I'm not sure whether he would have got the opportunity to play off half back in case there wasn't an injury or two. And we've all seen what he's been able to do this year with his skill set. It's been awesome for us. So there's guys we've found in certain lines that we probably wouldn't have found without the injuries. So although we'd like to have our best 22 out there every week, I know that injuries are part of footy and every team goes through it. So we've just had to manage the best we can. And it's nice to get a couple of their better players back in the next few weeks.
Yeah, it has been, I think, still understated how many injuries the team has had to deal with throughout the course of the year, but it actually might have good long-term effects on things because so many players are getting exposed footy this year at AFL level. I'm just interested, Jack, in your view on why you play Tasmania so well. We've had Todd Goldstein in here this year, and he's talked about why he thinks you play so well down there. Have you got any sort of views on why it is you're so competitive every time you go down there against some of the better teams in the competition?
Yeah, it's interesting because it's a footy oval and they're all the same, essentially, and playing the same game, but we end up having a pretty strong record down south in Hobart. And, it is a bit of a home away from home. And when we signed the deal a few years ago, I think the footy club and the players really made a bit of a pact to make it a home away from home, to make it as daunting as we possibly can for opposition to come down there. And we really bought into that. And I think we started back in 15-16 and we were a pretty good side back then as well. So that got the ball rolling. And then from that point, I think we really try and build on that, no matter how we're going throughout the years. I remember a few years ago, we hadn't won a game and we played Adelaide, who I think were undefeated. We come out and I think we kicked 60 points to zero in the first quarter. How that works, I'm not too sure, but it's something that we've tried to build internally. It's a bit of a fortress for us, and we love going down there and playing there and playing in front of our Tassie members and fans, because we've actually got quite a bit of support down there, which is awesome to see.
Now, one of our listeners who's a tragic Kangas supporter wants to know what's happening with Eddie Ford and Patrick Walker. Are they nearing their debuts, these kids who were excellent in the VFL on the weekend, he says?
They were excellent in the VFL on the weekend. VFL had a nice win by 3 points against Coburg, and Eddie's very, very close, I reckon, to selection. He's one of the guys knocking on the coach's door, trying to break it down to get into the senior team, and I don't think he's too far away. So fingers crossed for Ed, that's not too far away. And Paddy Walker, I think, had his best game for us on the weekend as well. I think he moved up from half-back to a wing in the VFL, and he's an exciting prospect. He's really smooth, silky move with great skills and great ball use. So we'd love to get him in there as well at some stage to see what he's got.
And big Jake Edwards, who you took in the mid-season draft, the big massive man who's 600 metres tall. He's on school holidays at the moment. You get a chance to hang out with him for a bit?
Yes, he's finally gracious with his presence now. I've come across his path, so it's nice to get big Jake into the club. And young Charlie Ham, our second pick in the mid-season draft, was in straight after that. And it's awesome to see kids come into the footy club at any time, but especially mid-season. It's a pretty daunting prospect for a kid to come into a footy club halfway through a footy season.
Yeah.
The way those boys have done that, it's been really impressive. Big Jake is a massive man. He's bloody tall, but he's got a bit of work to do in the gym, but apparently he's talented on all aspects, and we've only sort of had a half a training session with him, but he's got some skills too. So really looking forward to seeing what he can do. If he can fit us in between school and school footy, that'd be nice.
Speaking of the gym, Brent Harvey comes in here on a Friday morning and he refuses to wear a shirt. Like, he's just, he just gets nude anytime he gets in here, Jack. Is he like that around the club too, just with his cannons?
He is like that. I think he's in better nick now than when he played. But just one question you guys might need to ask him is just, he might be neglecting his hamstring work at the club. He's focusing too much on his biceps and his chest, I think, because he missed the last 4 weeks of our running duty with a hamstring. So that might be a first for him.
I was actually there the day he did it, playing local footy, Jack. I was watching him play against my brother's team, and I was disgusted that he skipped leg day, and that was the outcome.
Well, it's not all about your buys and tries.
Top heavy.
Very top heavy, yeah, man. We'll give it to him tomorrow morning. Don't you worry about that. Hey, Jack, good luck this weekend. It is a very winnable game, I reckon. The way you're playing, it's more than winnable. So we wish you the best of luck and appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks very much, guys. Cheers.
Jack Zeeble, the skipper from the Kangaroos, with us on The Breakfast Club.